The Oracle is back!
Curate topics, investment, education, economic updates, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension updates, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
Welcome once again to your Wealth Class on Air. I'm Abayomi Obabolujo. First, I want to say a very big happy new month to you. And it is my desire that in this month of August, because I see a lot of opportunities via the Nigerian exchange group, that is within the Nigerian capital market, I can see a lot of opportunity for you to make money and for me to make money. So it is my desire that you do not miss out in this opportunity. You know, there are different kinds of people in an economy. There are those that are sitting there on the wall. They are looking, they can analyze situation, they can talk so much, and then they know so well, but they never take the steps that could enhance their financial lives. There are also the other type of people that really are not so literate when it comes to financial matters. And instead of them to be educated, to be gentle enough to learn so that life will become better for them, all they do is to argue, all they do is to criticize, all they do is to begin to count on someone, though they have never invested, but they will continue pointing fingers to somebody that they used to know that invested in stocks so and so time, and then the fellow lost money, blah, 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 blah. The fact that somebody lost money in the stock market about 13 years ago doesn't mean that the losses will always be generated in the stock market. How many of us, since we started school, never failed a paper, never got a subject wrong, such that you will score maybe 9 out of 10, or 5 out of 10, or 7 out of 10? And that is why there are always the opportunity to make correction. At least, let me say this: the market brings about equality. In other words, those that you can see as being the richest in the community where you say in your neighborhood, the same access they've got to the stock market is the same access that you've got to the stock market where they are investing their billions of naira and hundreds of millions of naira. So also you have the opportunity of investing your 1 naira, your 2 naira, your 10 naira. Aruna Kibira is already in the house. I'm very sure he's the type of person that when you wake up in the middle of the night, even if it is 5,000 naira that you've got, he would be willing to listen to you, because the same person that has just 5,000 naira today, in a couple of years from now, can become somebody that will begin to invest in hundreds of millions of naira. You know, the life we live is transient, always changing, and never stable. Geographers say that the world is spherical anyway. Once again, happy new month. I will be right back when I return. Aruna Kibira, the managing director of Global View Capital Limited, is in the house. I tell you, indeed, you're going to enjoy it. Don't change this channel.
When we say we're committed to giving you more, here's what we mean. We mean going the extra mile to ensure you have the best customer experience. In fact, if you make an instant transfer and it fails, we will reverse it in one business day or refund 5 times the transaction fees. You get that? A reversal on failed instant transfers in one business day, or we will refund 5 times the transaction fees. Now, that's how committed we are to giving you more. Access, more than banking.
Welcome back. Please join me in welcoming Aruna Kibira. Aruna, you are welcome to... Happy new month to you. And you are saying that smiling, apparently because of the money you made in the market last week.
The market
and the possibilities you are seeing this week.
Of course, for August, tremendous possibilities.
Anyway, Aruna, the month of July has just rolled by. Congratulating ourselves that we are in the month of August. The year is fast running to an end. For the month of July, 1.69% growth in the Osha index of the Nigerian Exchange Group, and the market capitalization was 1.64% up. Like we have always said, even if it is 0.001,
growth is a growth.
All right. So, what will you say were the factors? Was it the results that we saw towards the end of the month that eventually boosted this?
No, first of all was the expectation, then and the actual. If you look at QTIS, their result, the one for one they declare, and you look at Total. Total, you know, they came back very strong, and they declared the 4 naira interim dividend. And others, I think it was first of all, it was the expectation. That, you know, most of the results we hit the market by July, and actually, all the results that were really, I think, to a very large extent, they all came out good.
Okay, and then what would you say are the possibilities now that we're in the month of August?
I look at my August.
Adding that on how to position for the best.
No, I look at August that is going to even be better than that of July. What I would just advise people to do is to go and look at the results that are so released. Then you can begin to prorate what quarter three or what quarter four will look like. Then we have, you know, by the time we begin to look at it. In fact, I believe that they surpassed the market expectation.
Now we go to the gainers in the course of July, and this will prove those that are still skeptical about the stock market very wrongly, because now in 1 month, the market grew, on some stocks, we saw growth of 71.07%, we saw 48%, we saw 45%, we saw 40%, and like that. And I keep saying when the stock market grows, that is when the price of equities move up, we are not carrying, we are not lifting. And as a matter of fact, you can be anywhere. You see, the structure of the Nigerian equity market is so developed now. For how long now, the floors of the Nigerian Exchange Group has not been operational because of COVID-related issues. But you have been trading, and the way Aruna trades, from the cozy atmosphere created in his office, so also you can do it in your car. If you have a driver driving you, you just sit at the back and you trade stocks. You can be in your bedroom. You can be anywhere. As a matter of fact, you can be in your toilet trading the Nigerian equity market. We did that as far back as 1996 in the American market. So what we used to see, what we used to look for in Sokoto is now inside Sokoto. Our Sokoto pocket. All right? So now you are skeptical. You are saying that in a week, in a month, 71%. And there are some people that will take their money to cryptocurrency. I'm sorry, I don't understand it. I don't do it. I'm for stock market. You don't also need to take your money to any Ponzi scheme. Any scheme that tells you that you can make 200% in a day, I see a lot of them. The moment I look at it, what do I do on Facebook or any social media platform? I block them. I don't want to hear nonsense. All right? Aruna, let's come to the market proper now. Kiwitis. Yeah, we saw this coming.
Yeah, well, you know, like you said that Kiwitis made 70%. One of the things I also want them to understand that you might not necessarily make that 70%. You can make 20% out of the 70. You can make 50% out of the 70. You can make 40% out of the 70. The news that hit Kiwitis was their 1-for-1. And it was still available up to an extent. We see it going from 2 naira 10 kobo.
Is it still available now?
It's still available.
Okay. So if one goes to buy Kiwitis, even at 4 naira 79 kobo, it is still possible that one will get the 1-for-1?
It has not been marked down, and there is a 15 kobo dividend attached to it now.
And that 15 kobo dividend, when is the markdown?
I think, Kiwitis have a way of, I think it will be around September, October.
From what I can see here on the charts, the price is high up there, so that if you want to follow technical analysis, it will actually be telling you that you should leave Kiwitis alone until it comes down a little bit. Oando was up 48.63% in the course of July. So what are the possibilities? I can see the price sliding down. You believe that it should be bought, but I believe that the price should be allowed to stay come down.
Can I give an analogy? Mm-hmm. It's like somebody who was sick and held down by fever. You could no longer do work outside, and you are now giving fever medicine. You are now well. Cannot stand up and say, that is where Oando is now. Oando cannot sit down and think of what to do. So I believe that is where the price is.
But
so,
if I should follow you, Anna, if you are just recovering from an ailment, there's a limit to what doctors will advise you to do. If you carry too much weight, you become sick again.
And it's now that Oando will begin to go. By the time we see that 2018, 2019, 2020 results, I don't think we...
I don't think that, let us talk technically. If Oando is that serious as we are portraying it to be, as Malam Garba Kofi was portraying it to be the other time too, You see, this annual general meeting, shouldn't they have included their, as a matter of fact, their audited report, 2018 audited report, and they bring everything together at the same time and do the AGM together?
It now depends on the internal workings, but what I want to tell you now, are you saying that their 2019 and 2020 is not ready with them as we speak?
It should be ready. Why are they keeping it? What are they keeping it for?
That is their management decision.
Anyway, I've said my own. FTN Coco is even qualifying.
I think it's just market momentum.
Triple G
rose because of their good acting in their quarter four. They grew from 7.58 kobo to 17 kobo, which is about 128%. The market was expecting that they paid dividend, and the fact we didn't see any dividend, I think maybe the price would have relaxed now as far as.
Yeah, the price is actually relaxed.
Because the 128% has been reflected fully in the price.
It went so high that was a jump, and then it is relaxing. Total, we all know because of that result.
In fact, the massive turnaround.
UPDC, because
they changed their name, and there were better losses for quarter one, from three kobo loss to one
NCR.
NCR, I think it's just market momentum.
You see, the market will not have just one side. The market has both sides. We also have losses. But from what I can see from these losses, I decided to just bring it down beyond five that we often do capture. I decided to capture 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. About 8 or so. But of this, I can see Linkage Assurance, an insurance company. I can see Mutual Benefit, an insurance company. I can see Royal Exchange, an insurance company. All right? Three of them featuring within the first seven highest losers in the market, losing 28% and then losing 9%, also losing 13%. Is it that the show...
I think what happened to Linkage was they had the loss of 166% in their quarter two. In their quarter one, and 480% in their quarter two. I think one of the things that was responsible was a 1 billion increase in their claim. And it was also said that they lost in fair value in their bond investment. So that was what actually drew their result down. And you know the market will respond and price it appropriately.
And incidentally, their prices still coming down. We leave others. We talk about University Press and FCMB.
University Press, its losses from 25 kobo to 34 kobo loss.
We're talking about the second quarter report.
Quarter one.
Okay.
Quarter one. Then FCMB was a decline in earnings in their quarter one from 24 kobo to 18 kobo.
But there was also positive news for FCMB in the course of July, when they were taking
the acquisition
over
ICO. You know, one of the things is that the market know and the market believe that the synergy from ICO Pension takeover will not begin to reflect until quarter three.
Right. FCMB, from what I'm seeing on the indicators here, is not a bad buy at all. I have to go now. I want to say a very big thank you to you for staying tuned, particularly if you called someone and then direct them, you have directed them to watch this program. So until when we shall be returning, again, I remain yours sincerely. In wealth creation, its accumulation and preservation, I'm Bayomi Obabalejo. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your week.